Surging overall demand for the COVID-19 vaccine may mask hesitancy among certain populations, particularly among people of color. That's why Dr. Abir Al-Majali, an infectious diseases physician at the University of Illinois College of Medicine, Peoria, is coordinating a survey in Peoria County to find and hopefully address the concerns that may make some people think twice before rolling up their sleeve.
We are realizing that there are certain patient populations that seem more hesitant to receive the vaccine than others. And the trend has repeatedly been that it's underserved populations or populations that have poor access to health and populations of people of color. And we are especially worried about that because, you know, as per what I've been seeing at the hospital with our COVID infections, some of the poorest outcomes are also coming from populations of people of color. And I mean, it's no surprise it is because of that poor access to health and many other healthcare disparities that are already in place. This survey has already been done in Chicago, and we wanted to mirror the same thing here to find out which populations are hesitant to receive the vaccine. So we wanted to have the survey done here to make sure which patient populations are especially hesitant here in Peoria to get the vaccine. And the reasons behind that, because, you know, we make a lot of assumptions in medicine, and especially with everything going on, a lot of assumptions are being made as to why some people may or may not want to get the vaccine. But I think we need to go to the source and ask people, what is the main reason you are hesitant to get the vaccine? And if it's a modifiable factor that we can work on and actually help people change, then that's really the hope. If we find out what the reasons are, then we can work on modifying those factors and get as many people vaccinated as possible.
So tell me how you actually conduct the survey. Is this phone, internet, door-to-door? How are you actually reaching out to people in the middle of this pandemic?
So I know a lot of it is going to be electronic. So they're going to be emailing people and they're going to be able to answer the surveys and send it back electronically. But there's also been talk that you can't reach everyone electronically, right? So there has been talk of just door-to-door delivering of the surveys and having people fill them out. Reaching out to community centers, churches, places where people might still be frequenting and going and handing out those surveys and getting as many filled out as possible. So it's really kind of multifaceted, but I think the main way is going to be electronically.
You talked a little bit about those action steps of if there's something that we can talk to somebody about and help them feel more comfortable with it. So, I mean, what actions do you take as a result of whatever results you get with the survey?
This is where the survey is going to be really helpful because I don't think there's one answer to everyone's hesitancy. Each person probably has a different reason they're hesitant. And the survey really addresses that pretty nicely with the questions that are on there. In terms of, you know, why are you hesitant? So I think it's going to be very individualized depending on what each cluster of people or what each individual gives us as a cause for their hesitancy to get the vaccine. I think the most efficient way is probably going to be talk to your doctor or healthcare provider, right? Because hopefully if people, you know, have trust in their doctors or healthcare providers and the answer is, you know, science related or science based, then that can be very easily cleared by their healthcare provider or doctor. That's really the reason for the survey is that, you know, are we forgetting about some common reasons that people might have and trying to find creative ways of addressing those doubts?
Was there really anything else you wanted people to know about this survey effort?
This is what I, you know, want to tell people is that, you know, you're heard. So if you have concerns, don't dismiss this survey, fill it out. Let us know what your specific concerns are so we can address them. And I think, you know, that's the main message we'd like to get out there is that there's no ulterior motive. We all want to get back to hopefully, you know, a more normal state and kind of get over this this terrible year that we've all had.
And that's Dr. Abir Al-Majali's interview with WCBU's Tim Shelley on UICOMP's Peoria County Vaccine Hesitancy Survey.